Good evening, boys and girls. My name is Jeffrey Mitchell, and I'm coming to you on the evening glide. I'm not sure if I ever did an evening glide before and got on the mic. In fact, I'm not even sure if I did an evening glide. I don't usually get on here. But today was a day. Today was a day. Woke up feeling fairly, for some reason lately, my favorite thing is still in bed. I don't know what it is. I'm lazy. I'm drowsy. I'm sloshy. I'm wishy-washy. I'm not sharp. I'm not focused. And when I'm in this state, I understand that there are benefits or side effects to feel good in this state, even though I'm not super productive, not super focused, not executing at the level that I'm capable of. There's other things that I'm able to experience when wishy-washy and not so much lazy, but just like dull. Have no edge and just like a nice dull feeling and everything. So I woke up and I'm just laying in the bed, and then it's been kind of rainy, but it's not been raining this week, it says. And last week my sinuses started that little pain, and I looked. And I had looked at the weather and didn't say nothing about rain. And I looked again, then it said it was going to rain in 2 days. I was like, nope, it's going to rain tomorrow. Just based on my sinuses. Sure enough, I woke up this morning, just a little bit, not a lot, just a little bit of pain and pressure. But it lets me know. It kind of sets the tone. And my body probably is used to that feeling. So it probably reacts and fills in the rest of the part that it thinks is going to happen later. So I'm feeling that kind of way. You know, I could push through it. I jumped on the bike. I rode about 5,000 steps, whatever that is, in bike language or terms of how long. I probably rode about 5-6 miles. I'm not even sure. Maybe more. I'm not sure how far. But I did that only for like an hour or so. And then I did that. Then I came home and I was starting, and my nasals was acting up. And the headache was starting to come, and it wasn't bad, but it was heavy enough just to make me want to just lay down. I was like, and I literally said, I can't do this. I'm going to lay down. I'm just going to lay down. I don't want to be on the phone talking to people feeling like this. So I was going to lay down, and then my internet went out. Right when I was going like, I'm going to lay down, then my internet went out, and I was like, oh, that's it. So I messed around trying to see what the internet was doing for a while. My head was hurting. And then I said, okay, I can't, I, you know, told my boss, and I couldn't even, you know, I called in to let him know. I'm like, God, my internet is down, and I got a headache, I'm going to lay down. So I laid down for a little bit. I think I might have napped for like 10 minutes, but I laid there maybe for like an hour or so, and just let my head settle, whatever. I think I took a Tylenol, extra strength Tylenol, brand name too. But, you know, when I do that, that doesn't help. So my cable's out. I get up. I start messing with the cable. I take my router out of the equation and hook a computer directly to the modem. And it worked. And then I took another computer and hooked it to the modem. And it didn't work. But I realized that I had to hook the computer up and then reboot. And then it would work. And I was like, So by the time I called Spectrum, you know, I had a pretty much a good idea of what I thought was going on. You know, because I reset the router a couple times. I reset the modem a couple times. I reset the router a couple times because I could remote into the router, blah, blah, blah. You know, restart the modem, unplug it, plug it back in. You know, so it would work if you plug a device into it and reboot it and let it boot up, and it would work. And then I called Spectrum. She said, yeah, I see you got a low weak signal coming in there. That's why it would be intermittent. And it was acting up yesterday, too. Somebody was telling me that I was on a Zoom call and my audio to them, my voice was breaking up. That's upload speed. So that's usually when I hear somebody talking and they're breaking up, I recommend that they go ahead and reboot their modem and their router. So I did all that and I got her on the phone and she was like, yeah, you got slow speeds. We're going to get somebody out there. And they said, all right, we're going to send somebody out here tomorrow. Tomorrow between 2 and 3, I start work at 12, but I went ahead and fired up my phone and used it as a hotspot. So I'm gonna try to use my phone as a hotspot and do my job. which is going to be interesting, considering that when I travel, I spend almost twice as much money on hotel rooms to get Marriott because they have the best, they have the business class internet. And that's one thing you just don't want to worry. That's one thing I just don't want to worry about, if, you know, doing my job. It's nothing to worry about, enough stuff to worry about. Well, not really. I mean, let's just face it. I don't have that much to worry about. Come on. Let's be honest, Jeffrey. But, you know, just eliminate one thing. And I don't want to have to worry about that. I don't want to have to be concentrating on my numbers and my performance ratings and all that, and the internet acting up and dropping calls or anything that's going to affect my performance. So I don't want to. So that is a valid point about worrying. I do worry about that. That I do. I will get stressed over and get caught up in. And I'm also doing this tonight. If you see, I'm probably not as going as fast as I have in the past, but I got like 10 pounds of bricks, maybe 20 pounds, maybe 10 pounds, maybe 10 pounds of bricks on each foot platform of this glider. So it's a little bit of extra resistance and exertion needed, and that's what I wanted. And I got it set up so that I can add more bricks to it, you know, as time goes by. You know, maybe in, you know, 6-7 months, I'll add more bricks and more tension, more resistance, and make the workout a little bit more, you know, exertion, whatever the word is. But anyhow, so then, you know, so I got that straight away, talked to my boss, sent her email, was able to hook my work laptop to my phone, VPN, did a couple tests, remoted into my co-worker's computer just to see if it worked, moved around a little bit, made a phone call, you know, because it all goes through the computer and jabber, so that's going to be fine. So I'll probably have to work 2-3 hours till they come tomorrow and get this taken care of. But something is probably definitely going on. Probably something outside. Probably somebody doing something to something. And I'm ready to get rid of Spectrum anyway. Even on Spectrum, I have to admit, Spectrum, as far as reliability, is, I can't complain. You know, my internet very rarely goes down. Very, very rarely goes down. And my only complaint about Spectrum is the price keeps going up. If they would just say, hey, look, here's your price, $120 a month, but we ain't going to increase it, I'll probably be better than that. Than starting off at 45, and then it creep up. And that just bugs the hell out of me. When a promotion goes and all of a sudden it starts creeping up and creeping up, that just bugs the hell out of me. That's why I'm looking at Starry Internet and other internets might be coming here. I'm not sure if I'm going to go with the T-Mobile 5G, like the wireless offerings, but I get 5G in my living room. And I was getting 5G in the living room and then using it as a hotspot, which should give me some decent speeds. So I was even thinking about taking my phone, setting it outside, you know, so they get a better reception. And then, you know, connect Wi-Fi to it and go that way. Just put the phone in a position to get good 5G. So, you know, that's fine. And then now I'm on here. And I only got like 5,000 steps this morning on the bike. So I had to get back on here. So, and the reason I'm back on here now, and the reason I sound, it may be the reason why I may sound fairly cheerful or, you know, okay, because it got so bad. Not that it was bad. I was just looking for a change. I might have been bored and looking to do something. But I got in the car and I haven't showered or brushed my teeth in a few days either. Just let me just, I did brush my teeth. I got to start brushing my teeth at night. At least I can do is brush my teeth at night. Take that stuff, get that food out of my mouth when I go to sleep. I brush my teeth in the morning most days. Every time I take a shower, I brush my teeth. I just haven't been taking showers lately. But I do need to brush my teeth before I go to bed and rinse my mouth. That's just something I think I can do and should do and want to do. So anyway, I went down there, got in my car, fired up my car. Speaking of which, I need to change the battery in my car, key fob of my car. And I thought I did already. But when I was in San Francisco and my car got broken into, one of my key fobs was in there, and I took my car to the dealer, told him to disable that key fob and give me another one. And then I got the book bag back, and the key fob was still in there, and it still worked. I thought they had disabled it. The key fob would still work. So I wonder if it's that, and I changed the battery in it. As the batteries go out, because I got like 3 of them now. So I'm pretty sure I changed the battery in that one, but I got batteries in there, so I'll change it. But anyhow, I'll change the key fob on that. Get it going, because I got down to CVS. I almost couldn't get back in the car. Because, you know, I put my hand on the handle and it didn't do anything. So I had to pull the fob out. But anyhow, so I got the Sudafed. And I've been hearing about Sudafed. I think my sister been telling me about Sudafed. I think I can hear a word. Sudafed works better than Tylenol on some people. And some people works, Aleve works. You just got to find your brand. So they had this Sudafed, this pain and something else. I don't know if congestion. See, I don't have congestion. See, I can breathe. I'm not congested. But it's like pressure and pain. So when I saw that Sudafed, you know, repped, you know, pain, pressure and pain, and not so much congestion, I tried it. So I just took a couple of those. I'm taking them every 4 hours. I think I took, what time was it? I forget what time I took them. Now that I think about it, what time did I take them? Anyway, I took them, and I'll take them again. You know, maybe before I go to, I might take some more. I don't know. We'll see. But, you know, I think it's working. I think after all these years of going through this, if I find something that works, I'm going to be very happy. I'm going to be very happy. But usually in the evening, the pain subsides anyway. So I'm not sure. You know, laying down didn't help so much. But I do believe I do honestly believe that when I took the Sudafed, you know, it's a little bit of improvement. And, you know, I'll be ready to work tomorrow for a couple hours. Cable guy come, you know, get this straightened out one way or the other. Then I'm off on Friday, work on Saturday. Worst case scenario, I really shouldn't even say worst case scenario. One scenario would be that I go to my mother's, go back to my mother's and work. But then I'll need somebody out here. Somebody needs to be in the house for the cable people. So that's that. Anyway, I got the Sudafed and that was cool. And I ordered vitamins from Costco. Even though I'm not a member, I got a good price. I got 2 400 capsule bottles of multivitamins for 50 plus. Okay, so I got those $30 in that. And I bought, and I'm kind of proud of this or whatever, I paid $30 for a mouse. I got this mouse with my HP Envy computer. And I'm happy with it. I'm happy with the mouse. Don't get me wrong. I'm happy with the mouse. But no, I'm not happy with it. I was happy when I got it. I thought it was a beautiful thing. The mouse and the keyboard and the HP Envy was just like, oh, it was a quiet keyboard. Where the keys were, soft touch. It was just, oh, it's just wonderful. And the mouse was working. But now the mouse wheel is so slippery that I can't scroll with the granularity that I desire. Like when I'm going through images or something, I want to be able to go one at a time and the finger slips across the slickness of the wheel, probably from being used so much and just oils that get on it. And so I might need to just get some sandpaper and rough it up. That might've been the fix, but let's face it, I wanted to spend some money. I was laid in the bed. I wanted to spend some money. And that damn Amazon with that, get it today. That's just like, here, give me, that's just like saying, here, give me all your money. And they say, here, you can have it today. That's like, okay. So it came today, so that was nice. So I got vitamins and a new mouse was nice. I hooked it up and used the Logitech dongle. And you could also use Bluetooth. And I found out that the HP mouse and keyboard that I have is Bluetooth. Because I never knew how it worked. I didn't know if it needed a dongle. How did this keyboard, wireless mouse and keyboard that came with the desktop work? I never even, you know, looked into it. I just knew it worked. But it was a Bluetooth. I found a Bluetooth option for it. And so now, of course, I'm starting thinking about getting another keyboard. all under the guise to get more work done. Get a keyboard to make me edit video quicker. Get a keyboard to help me do Cubase editing quicker. Like the mic, I ordered another MXL 990 microphone. I have three of them now. Ain't had a recording session in 6 years.
Well, a little less than that, but
yeah, we need to do some. I mean, in the recording sessions, though, that I did have was worth the investment of those microphones. They only like, you know, $60, $70 a piece, let's face it. And I got my money's worth out of them. Because the sessions that I got using them, you know, even up to this date, it makes it worthwhile. Then February 4th, I worked February 4th from 11 to 7. And I could probably have that adjusted and do something if I really wanted to. And what I really wanted to do was to go see, my nose is kind of pain, kind of throbbing a little. The sinuses just start throbbing a little, not that much, but just a little subtle throttle, then it'll go away. So it's still there, but it does feel like it's getting less and less in my mind. So, and I'm not, I think I probably took the Sudafed about an hour ago or so. Should have got the receipt. The receipt would have had the date and time, right? I forget how long ago it was. How can I figure out when I went? Oh, I can check my phone to see when I called Spectrum. That was about the time. I can check my phone to see when I called Spectrum, and that'd be about when I took it. So, oh, February 4th, Saturday, I work 11 to 7, but I could probably get those hours adjusted to do something I wanted. Stone City Band, all that, celebrating Rick James' 75th birthday out in San Bernardino. Well, you know, some funk bands. Funk. You see me, I stopped what I was doing just to do that. Now, what do you call that? Is that antagonistic? Is that human? Because we do that. Humans do that across cultures. Different cultures just do that. We poke each other. We rag each other playfully, you know. And there's a line between it being obnoxious or antagonistic or not so playful and positive. There's a line there, and there's always a chance that one person's going to take something the wrong way, and it's just going to escalate. It's always that. But, you know, for the most part, you know, human beings like to poke and prod and you know, rag each other just a little, give each other a little hard time, you know. And the idea of affection, or we that close that we can, you know, we can play with each other like that. And so, but for me, it's as I've gotten older, it's getting a little heavy. It's like I don't really care to do that as much, at least definitely as much as I have been throughout my life and what I'm used to. Okay, I'm older now. I'm like I say, I'm older. I tell people, we won. What are you, what's that? What's all this for? We won. We're here. Look around. The war is over and we won. You know, so then I look at my life, I'm like, there's no reason for me to be antagonistic, upset, irritable. I just have no reason for it. None. So I try to watch. I'm aware of my antagonistic, or it's not confrontational. I'm not being confrontational. And I'm definitely doing it as stick and fun. You know, I really don't have attitude for anything. I just ain't mad at nobody or nothing. There's nothing I even really want or anything. I'm just blah, 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 blah. So, but every now and then it's like I would say I was being defiant, where I thought defiant in my mind was attractive. And maybe not necessarily like in a sexual way or anything, but in a podcast, ooh, you know, this guy's kind of cool. His vibe, which, you know. But so I try to watch that because I want to keep it as positive as possible, but I want to keep it positive with an edge that a cut through steel. I want to keep it with an edge and not a goofiness or bunnies and rainbows, but just like a scientific edge cutting overall attitude. Attitude without attitude. You know, I want the strength and power of an attitude without the attitude.
that makes any sense.
So, hey, breakfast this morning. I don't think I ate anything else. I ate like a little half piece of pizza. You can't even call it a piece of pizza. I took a bite of a pizza. And that's it, and I haven't eaten. So I'm due to eat a little something, and I'll probably go to bed and get ready for tomorrow. I'm really hoping the Sudafed works, because I get these doggone sinus things a little too regularly. And then when I go back east where it rains a bunch, you know, it really kicks in. So if the Sudafed works, that's
a big deal. I'm kind of excited about that. Kind of excited. That's probably why
I'm getting on this, try to keep my weight down. I was at 205.2 this morning, which is not bad for a Wednesday, but once you've been down around the 199s, 198s, you know, you get used to that. And I was like 199, 198, so I'm like, on a Monday and a Tuesday. Later in the week, I'm good. As long as I'm working, I'm good. I behave, I keep busy. I'm not sitting around eating and indulging and being lazy. So the work week is good. You know, I can keep it together. It's the days off, like on Friday, we'll see. But anyway, Saturday, February 4th, Lodge Delic is playing down San Diego. And I'll be damned if that ain't a 3-hour ride. I thought it was 2.5. I figured I'd get down to like 2.5. Because coming back, it's like an hour. Coming back, it seems like it's an hour ride. It's probably a little longer than that. But traffic going down south through Orange County, it's a killer. So you figure Saturday night, show it don't start till 9. I was scheduled to get off at 7. I thought I could make it. Then I start Googling, look at Google Maps. Google Maps was like 3 hours. You know, because you know how you set your time to leave at a delayed time, and it gives you the range. Gives you the full range of when you should leave, taking the longest one, using the longest travel time. So if to get there at 9, I would have to leave like at 6. I'm gonna get off till 7, which I could probably work out, but would it be, and the question is, do you wanna drive 3 hours for that? Do I wanna drive 3 hours to see Elijah Jelly? Yeah, I do. Do I wanna drive back afterwards? See, if I was to get a room, if I didn't work, I'd go down there early, get a room, chill, you know, do that whole thing. You know, make that a thing. I could leave before traffic and just take my time. And, you know, but now you drive down there, it'd be like working, drive 3 hours, see the show, turn around, drive back. Don't have to work the next day, which is cool. So I would like to see Mr. Curry and Lige Delic do what they do.
And of course, they did out in San Bernardino. I could go there
to see the funk show. I think all the funk cats going to be going there. Hang out and see the Stone City Band and the other groups. And I was thinking, you know, Stone City Band, all that. And I chose Parliament. I chose P-Funk. I didn't choose Earth, Wind, and Fire. I didn't choose the Barquets or the Floaters. I didn't choose to follow Jazz or Miles Davis or Herbie Hancock or anybody. I chose George Clinton and the I chose Parliament. Let's be clear. I chose Parliament. I didn't even choose Parliament Funkadelic. I didn't choose Bootsy. I didn't choose P-Funk. I chose Parliament. And from that, and from there, everything grew. And to make that choice and to have such a deep passion, still producing and still contributing, and to see Mr. Clinton at his age still going for it, and the band still going for it. Because like, it's like, say I pick something and I love it. That don't mean the people who made it love it. They might say, yeah, we're done with it.
Like, you know, they might not want it to continue.
I chose something that's still thriving and continuing. I chose something that is thriving and continuing, and this sounds like an I, me. And to that, I would say,
I don't have a Jeffrey TV shirt on, but imagine I do. So it's all about Jeffrey. And again, apply this to yourself, your passions, what you think, how you feel. I met a guy one time in a bar someplace. I don't know why. I think it was Cleveland or someplace. And, you know, I was telling him, you know, I was in town, blah, blah, blah. And he was like, you know, he told me he never had anything in his life that he passioned that much to travel and follow and do all that. And I was touched and I got it because he, you know, the fact that he can recognize that, number one, the way he told me, you know, presented it to me, it was soothing and confiding. And it was like a warm moment. I was like, whoa, okay. And it made me feel, you know, pretty good. Then also in Marvin's room, I think it was called Marvin's room with Kathy Bates. She said, what did she say? I forgot. Oh, I think it was Marvin's room. No, it was Diane. It was Diane Keaton, I think. Or Diane Ladd, one of those like, you know, older white females who in this role I thought was just way too attractive to play something, this particular role. She was just there taking care of her parents. And her parents were old and sickly and it was a lot of work. And, you know, but she said she was happy and thanking God and the universe or whatever that she had something like that in her life. You know, something that she loved them so much, regardless of the, you know, circumstance, to have that in her life, to have something that you passion that much in your life, or a reason, or, you know, something that motivates you. So it's like, you know, with me in Parliament, it's been 50 years and we still rolling. I didn't pick Earth, Wind. Earth, Wind is still out there doing it, kinda. Nobody doing it like, well, I was thinking it's either us or the Rolling Stones. Who else is doing it like that? Who else is doing it like Parliament Funkadelic is doing it? Of course, the Rolling Stones is on a whole different level, you know, as far as, you know, fans and notoriety and this and that. But, you know, Mick Jagger and I guess, you know, the rest of the band is still out there doing it. You're still pushing it, still going for it. I don't know if Led Zeppelin's or the other people's, you know, with other groups. People might say Wars and the Slaves are out there. But some of the bands they put together and they piece back. Yeah. The Howl Players. I saw them. They still for real. I seen the Howl Players at the Bethesda Blues and Jazz Club. They still for real. My. I was like, okay. Okay, Ohio, baby. You know me, born and raised Ohio. 60 miles from the Pro Football Hall of Fame and 60 miles from the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame I was. And football and music, Pittsburgh and P-Funk. What else is there? For Jeffrey Scott Mitchell. Ohio, the land of funk. Dayton, Ohio, all them bands came out of there. With a similar protocol, that funk formula. And I still think Mothership, I'm sure, of course, you know, you look back history, there's going to be other songs or whatever, but I think Mothership Connection. I think Mothership Connection for me started it. That whole on the one, every instrument coming down on the one, everyone, not just coming down on it, not up on it, not emphasizing the one and going up, coming doom, doom, doom. That up, boom, that boom. Something about the music, something about that music touched me. And it's still around. It might be the music. It might be the music that is so, that thing, that formula that they got, that they perfected. Well, perfected might be a strong word. I don't want to use the word perfected. Because perfected seems final, like it's over, like it's done, you know. But you listen to that Parliament music, it's so deep and involved, and I wonder, how do they think of this? How do they think of these rhythms and these choruses and these melodies and how they put them together? Wait a minute, have I been on here for like 40 minutes? I've been on here for 34 minutes. My God. I might have did. See, I've been on this thing for 34 minutes. That's just how I go. I get on here and I can just go. No TV. I'm not even facing the TV. I'm facing outside and I got the curtains closed. So I'm really not doing nothing but looking at me on a camera, looking at me. Let me check and see how much I got to go. When I started, I was at 6,022. Let me see how far we got to go. 9,822. I was close. I knew I had to get to 9 o'clock, 40 minutes. 9,822. So I'm basically done. I could probably stop now and get 100. I could probably stop now and get 122 steps in. Just from walking around and stuff. And you're probably saying, damn, he still got on that nasty shirt. He ain't changed that nasty shirt yet. And them nasty pants. I hope the boy changed his drawers. No comment. But anyway. And I'm glad I got on this thing and finished up the, because I could have very easily just said, oh, my nose hurts. I had a tough day. You know. Tough. Oh, God. Human beings. A tough day because my internet came out and I had a headache. So I just told my boss, I ain't working. That's tough. Yeah, so it was. Yeah, they're going to send somebody out. And then they'll probably send somebody out and it'll probably work. It'll probably start working. And that's not what we want. So we're going to have to do something. And I showed them, like I said, and it was weird because I hooked up my desktop and it worked. I'm like, oh, it's working. So I said, let me get my work computer and hook it up and reboot it and see what happens. I wonder if I should do that. I wonder if I should hook my work computer up there, reboot the modem and try it again. Yeah, I'm going to have to try it that way. Or I can just use my phone for a few hours. Who knows? But these bricks on here make a big difference. I can feel it in my body. These bricks make a big difference. I can actually feel the wear and tear on my muscles. I can actually feel it with my $30 mouse. Logitech comes with software. You know, beautiful. And it's bigger. It's a bigger size mouse compared to the smaller Logitech I got. It's like a right-handed large. So it feels good. It feels good. It has like little side buttons on it that I can program. And the wheel feels so good. The wheel feels just so good. I can just granularly like scroll the wheel and go from like one file to the next. You know, if I'm looking at pictures. And that got me thinking about getting the Logitech keyboard with extra shortcuts so I can do stuff that I'm not doing. So I can imagine myself doing stuff that I'm not really doing anyway. You know, I'm glad I got on here. Look at me stopping. I should just keep going instead of looking. 10,102 people. I'm done. 10,102. Swinging on y'all two times. Bust a little sweat too. Get off. Your legs feel funny. Swinging on y'all two times. For me, for the funk. A very, very elementary particle that has ever existed in any atom in this or any universe that ever was, is, or will be. A totality of it all. The theory of universe. An hypothesis of all and everything is one. My name is Jeffrey.